Now he says something here, and will you notice? Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now, the warriors are successful. And when I say that, I do not mean victorious. He gets the victory, and you and I, we get saved for one thing, and then we're successful. But the glory all goes to him. You want to listen to Paul again in this? Over in 2 Corinthians 2:14, he says, "Now thanks be to God who always causeth us to triumph, how? In Christ, maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place." Now, we won't win everybody, but my friend, we can give the word of God out today. Thank God for the open door of radio. Thank God for the open door of witnessing. Thank God for the missionaries. My Christian friend, aren't you rejoicing that the word of God is getting out today? We're not victorious, but we sure can be successful, and that's what he means. Now let me move rather hurriedly through this section. He says, "And having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled, do ye look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, even so are we Christ." He said, now we belong to Christ as much as anyone. And he's talking now to the opposition. He says, "For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed." Now, Paul says, I have the authority of an apostle. Now, it's not to try to destroy you, but actually, it is for your edification. That is building you up. Paul says, I'm an apostle in order that I might build you up. How important it is for us to see this even today. And now he says, verse 8, "For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, I should not be ashamed, that I may not seem as if I would terrify you by letters." Paul says, I don't mean to be bold and terrify you in my letters, and then to be meek when I'm among you. Notice verse 10, "For his letters, say they, are weighty and powerful, but his bodily presence is weak, and his speech contemptible." And I believe that Paul was not what you would call an attractive man. That's the thing we need to recognize, that when anyone heard Paul, it was like when men saw Samson, when the Spirit of God came upon him. They knew he didn't do what he did by physical strength. And people knew that when Paul preached, it wasn't by his eloquence, or it wasn't by his magnetism, and it wasn't by his ability, although I'm confident he had tremendous ability. But when you heard Paul the apostle, he was such a weak-looking vessel, they said, it's by the Spirit of God, and that's the only way you can explain it.